This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Candide by Voltaire. Chapter 10. In what distress Candide, Cunegonde, and the old woman arrived at Cadiz, and of their embarkation.
Who was it that robbed me of my money and jewels? Said Cunegonde, all bathed in tears. How shall we live? What shall we do? Where find inquisitors or Jews who will give me more?
Alas, said the old woman, I have a shrewd suspicion of a reverend grey friar who stayed last night in the same inn with us at Badajoz. God preserve me from judging rashly, but he came into our room twice, and he set out upon his journey long before us.
Alas, said Candide, dear Pangloss has often demonstrated to me that the goods of this world are common to all men, and that each has an equal right to them. But, according to these principles, the grey friar ought to have left us enough to carry us through our journey. Have you nothing at all left, my dear Cunegonde?
Not a farthing, said she. What then must we do? Said Candide.
Sell one of the horses, replied the old woman. I will ride behind Miss Cunegonde, though I can hold myself only on one buttock, and we shall reach Cadiz. In the same inn there was a Benedictine prior who bought the horse for a cheap price. Candide, Cunegonde, and the old woman, having passed through Lucina, Chillas, and Lebrisa, arrived at length at Cadiz. A fleet was there, getting ready, and troops assembling to bring to reason the reverend Jesuit fathers of Paraguay, accused of having made one of the native tribes in the neighbourhood of Saint-Sacrement revolt against the King of Spain and Portugal. Candide, having been in the Bulgarian service, performed the military exercise before the general of this little army with so graceful an address, with so intrepid an air, and with such agility and expedition, that he was given the command of a company of foot. Now he was a captain. He set sail with Miss Cunegonde, the old woman, two valets, and the two Andalusian horses which had belonged to the Grand Inquisitor of Portugal. During their voyage they reasoned a good deal on the philosophy of poor Pangloss.
"We are going into another world," said Candide, "and surely it must be there that all is for the best, for I must confess there is reason to complain a little of what patheth in our world in regard to both natural and moral philosophy."
"I love you with all my heart," said Cunegonde, "but my soul is still full of fright at that which I have seen and experienced."
"All will be well," replied Candide. "The sea of this new world is already better than our European sea. It is calmer, the winds more regular. It is certainly the new world which is the best of all possible worlds."
"God grant it," said Cunegonde, "but I've been so horribly unhappy there that my heart is almost closed to hope."
"You complain," said the old woman. "Alas, you have not known such misfortunes as mine." Cunegonde almost broke out laughing, finding the good woman very amusing for pretending to have been as unfortunate as she. "Alas," said Cunegonde, "my good mother, unless you have been ravished by two Bulgarians, have received two deep wounds in the belly, have had two castles demolished, have had two mothers cut into pieces before your eyes, and two of your lovers whipped in an auto-da-fé, I do not conceive how you could be more unfortunate than I. Add that I was born a baroness of 72 quarterings, and have been a cook."
"Miss," replied the old woman, "you do not know my birth, and were I to show you my backside, you would not talk in that manner, but would suspend your judgment." This speech having raised extreme curiosity in the minds of Cunegonde and Candide, the old woman spoke to them as follows. End of chapter 10.